All right, so welcome to the Brain Injury Podcast once again. This is a weird one. I don't have a topic. I have a topic, but I don't have the usual kind of topic. See, this week I started a job, a real job. You know, I went to school for 4 years to get that engineering job, and now I have one, sort of. I do definitely have a job. It's semi-engineering-y, maybe even mostly engineering-y. But how do I say this? Let's rewind back to exactly 1 week ago. What was I doing a week ago? Well, I was doing tons of electronics. Like I would say 10 hours of electronics a day. And then when I wasn't doing that, I was listening to podcasts that were talking about more or less the erosion of our freedoms and things like political nonsense. And I was on Twitter a lot for electronics, and then I was getting a big dose of the, I'll call it the Twitter counterculture. I think I'm still allowed to call it that. You're not allowed to call. There is the whatever Twitter is Twitter racist? If you just say the word Twitter, is that, I don't know. Anyway, it's so complicated. But I was in the middle of that world, so I was doing electronics, and then getting exposed to all kinds of depressed, angry people who happen to be, what's the right word? Let's just go with the modern lefty approach. I would say extreme left, but God, it's so messy. The military is extreme left now. It's such a disaster. But anyway, what's so interesting? So a week ago, I had a certain fire about me. I felt it like almost like a rage. Not rage like I'm maybe blazing is a better word. I wasn't livid. I wasn't mad. I was actually quite content. I was exercising every day and doing my thing. Wasn't making any money, unfortunately, and that was a sad thing, but other than that, life was good. I mean, as all people feel who don't have a job, besides the money, it's pretty good. And so now I'm in this spot where I'm definitely not blazing. And in fact, like if we're gonna compare me to a fire, last week that fire was burning hot, like a little too hot. Maybe people were going, I don't know if we should be, this fire is going to get out of control and burn us all up. This fire's bad news. I kind of felt like I was a little bit bad news. And then now, I kind of feel like the fire's burned down on us a little bit. You know, at the end of the night where you're kind of like, maybe we should put another log on. And like right now, I'm not tired. I had a good day at work today. And to be fair, my work is like 9 feet from here. I have a little desk in my other part of my dungeon, my little electronics slash office, whatever type room. And so I don't have to deal with traffic. You know, some people are driving an hour and a half both ways, you know, a day and all this shit. I walk 4 minutes, or I should 4 feet. If it takes me four, I could crawl there in 10 seconds. So, but work, it's weird because, well, now I'm suddenly financially stable. And it happened basically instantly. And we had barely enough money to get by, kind of, sort of, maybe not quite, on my wife's money. She's a nurse. And now that I got my kind of, sort of, engineer job, I'm making, like, low-end engineer money, like, in a city. But for crappy old Cape Girardeau where I live, that's okay. Like, us combined, we're now doing financially really well. And it's almost like if I just want to buy a $200 thing, I can right now. And I haven't had that feelings in like 10 years. And to be honest, I really liked having money 10 years ago. I just bought things, toys I liked. And then when I went broke, I just sold them all, most of them. And I kind of liked being broke this past 10 years. Like, it sounds kind of weird. I mean, no one wants to be broke. I'm not broke. We got plenty of money. But in terms of if I wanted something that was more than $20, I pretty much didn't buy it. And you know, now I can, you know, I just bought a little Roomba knockoff, not like the freaking most exciting pornographic purchase you could imagine, but, you know, it was like $200. I just bought it. I was like, I needed to, my floors are dirty. It wasn't like an extravagant purchase, but it was the lackadaisical way. I just went, I'll just get that. I just pushed the button, didn't care. And to buy something a month ago, even, for $200, might have been a real problem. We might have been in the shitter. And so that was kind of exciting, to be honest. It was kind of cool being broke. And unfortunately, most people don't look at the world that way. Of course, I like a challenge. I don't need a lot of money, and I have all my toys already. I mean, maybe my computer that I'm recording this on, it was a hot rod exactly 10 years ago. It was a beast. And now it's still, like, relevant. It's not perfect, but, it's okay. I get everything. My car is freaking 23 years old. Old Honda Civic. I just keep driving it. It's fine. The wife insists it's like riding a go-kart. Maybe it is. But it's safe enough, and I haven't crashed in it in a while. I haven't crashed in it since 98. I mean, it's fine. So I don't really need the extravagant things in life. I just need my freedom. But it has been very weird noticing, and I don't know if it's the money. Like, I know money's coming here. I'm going to get me a nice little check here in about a week, maybe two. I don't know if that's it or what, but there is just this feeling of maybe being too easy isn't the right way. Now, to be fair, life isn't too easy. I really can't spend too much money. We need a new roof. There's going to be $7,000 minimum. We have a lot of things we skimped out on when we were turbo broke. And so now I'm not turbo broke. And it's kind of stupid. And I kind of miss that blazing Brandon a little bit. And here's what I've noticed. Okay, so forget the money. But I just noticed, maybe it's because I've not had any time for the Twitter stuff. And maybe because my podcasts haven't been overly salacious. But I've not, like, just been motivated to storm down here and, God damn it, I'm going to do a podcast and I'm going to teach that motherfucker a lesson. And that's kind of how I feel sometimes when I do these. Knowing full well that I'm usually wrong. Knowing full well I'll be eating my words. I try to be self-deprecating enough or just naturally humble because I have to be from years of fucking up. But I cover my ass a little bit. But in general, like, God damn it, I got a better way and I'm going to tell everybody about it. Everybody's like three people or something, but that's okay too. But this is kind of like a therapeutic thing for me. But in that way, it's like I've needed less therapy. You could look at it like I'm a rubber band that's not being pulled back as far. And, like when Bill Burr, I used to be a big Bill Burr fan. And, I still, on a good year, I mean, a good special of his, his Black and White one's hard to beat in my mind. It's incredible. In a podcast where he's ranting and raving when he's quote unquote blazing. And he's incredible. What an intense, fun motherfucker that guy is. But when that dude's chill, it's just, I wish him the best. I mean, I listened to this podcast for years. And I'm not talking shit or anything. I'm just saying that some people need to be blazing. Like, Ferrari doesn't run real well at like 20 miles an hour. It wasn't made for that, I mean, I made that up. Maybe they can. But it wasn't SR71 Blackbird, just leaks oil when it's parked. It's designed to be going 2,000 miles an hour and, burning up it so the heat expands and that holds the gas in. Like, who the hell designs this shit? Cool. But, so I wonder, like, where is this going? And I've not watched any TV since then, so that was a big part of my diet before was no TV. Zero TV. Unless I'm watching like some kind of movie with my kid or something, which might be like once a week, maybe twice, rarely most of the time. But so I'm not. It's not like I've like now I get off work and just do the Al Bundy thing, or I stick my hand down my pants and just start watching the boob tube. Not done any of that. So I don't know where I'm going, what's happening to me, but I am definitely concerned about this. I hate to call it inner peace. I don't want peace. I want to be like railing and raging about the fucking idiot who did the thing. And it wasn't like this whole podcast is about fucking idiots necessarily. Although, I've talked about race and sexism and a bunch of people that are really wound up. Now when I think about those people, like in this mood I'm in right now, and I have been all week, I'm kind of like, oh, okay. Well, I don't agree with him. It's like, you can't really fight the fight if you're like, well, I don't really agree with you. I mean, not only did I not agree with them, but last week I wanted to tell them like why I disagreed, and here's my argument, blah, 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 blah. Not necessarily going to change anybody's minds, but it was more just I had this screaming need to tell everybody how I feel, and now I don't. Not this week, and I miss it. It's a part of me that I'm kind of like, what's going on here? It's kind of like your dick went numb at the wrong time, and you're like, hey, buddy, I'd like to I like to not be numb right now. And so I don't know where this goes. I didn't outline this. A lot of times on these podcasts, because I'm such an idiot, we'll go off on these tangents and never really come back. Forget what the hell my point was. This time around, so I often make my little notes, little outlines, and just to remind me. Well, I made no outline for this because I just kind of wanted to freestyle me talking about nothing. So it's kind of actually, this week's been interesting because probably in the past, I've been kind of critical of the people that are just going to work and paying their bills, and then they come home and watch Big Bang Theory and kind of just pass out, you know? I know many people in my life like that, and I always kind of felt like, I felt like they were missing something. And maybe you could argue I was missing something. The job, you know, I've been out of school. I was in school for 4 years and took almost a year to get the job. We'll subtract 4 or 5 months because of COVID. So like 8 months to get a real job. I mean, I'm the one who's had it easy. But I look around and people are worn out from their job. And I just thought they were kind of not firing on all cylinders. And maybe that's me now, I think. But I guess I probably should have been a little bit more... what's the right word? I don't think I was judging them, but I definitely didn't understand it, and I thought they were a weaker species. Maybe they just had enough money to not be mad. I don't really know. I don't know where I'm going with this or what the plan is, but you know, I'm gonna keep on working. I have to. I have like zero savings, and got to have some 401k type money put away for something. And I mean, I guess you can fight inflation. Got to pay the bills, but my car is 23 years old. Probably need to get a new one of those like 3 or 4 years. So, you know, what do you do? So it's interesting. And I don't know. Maybe I'm at peace. Maybe that's it. Because that's a strange one where you get up in the morning and you run, you get your damn exercise and you clear all your demons. And then 10 minutes later, you hear the right damn podcast, and you're not your demons are no longer clear. And then you heard about the latest bullshit on the news, and so then you got to go rant and rave about it. Or somebody says something just absurd on Twitter, you got to go rant and rave about it. Well, right now, I tried checking Twitter last night. You know, it took me sometimes. You know, like last week, I caught myself because I really wanted to give Twitter a try. I wanted to understand it, and I got a decent feel for it now. I found one post. What the hell was it? It was these electrical engineer guys, and somebody asked them a hardcore question, and like 40 people responded. Every response was right on point, hardcore physics, electronics, out the ass, no bullshit, no, you know, gay, lesbian, racist, none of the stuff that's all in the news. Right? I guess gay people aren't in the news anymore. They've kind of been replaced. The best they could do is LGBTQ. I think gay people are accepted, and they're almost going to be a not protected class anymore. The way the trend appears to be going. But I don't see all that, the Twitter stuff. I didn't see it in that thread. It was Twitter, but it didn't seem like Twitter at all. It seemed like very useful information by very smart people who are very measured. No politics, no bullshit, just on point. I went, oh, okay, well, this, Twitter can be great. And in my mind, that's one of the definitions of greatness, what I just outlined. But then... I don't know, 3 seconds later, I saw some piece of shit post. But normally it takes me, like, I think it took me 30 minutes one day to find a good post on Twitter. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I even using this thing at all? And then the next day I checked it and I saw like 10 things in 2 minutes that I thought were great. So it's just a luck of the draw thing, I guess. And I got a feeling certain people come out at certain times and certain people are shittier than others and blah, blah, blah. So... anyway, now that I've not been checking Twitter, when I only have 2 minutes to check it, it's like, well, the odds of hitting the jackpot are zero, and I'm not sure I'm comfortable with spending 30 minutes a day on Twitter, even if I'm, not working, even as I have other projects. I got my big synth project and all these other things I want to design. So I know it's very tricky, and so that's kind of where we're coming full circle here. It's like, well, I have things I want to be doing, and this podcast, when I had 18 hours a day to do electronics. That's too much. My brain doesn't last that long. Electronics is heavy stuff. And so I get burned out. Not because I don't like it, but just because it's a rock concert, it's just too loud. Let's put it that way. And so I want to go acoustic a little bit. And so doing these podcasts like this let me clear my head and just do my thing. Like I feel I'm in a different place. I can basically relax, or maybe it's the humanity side that I'm into. I want to talk about economics. I don't talk about transistors on this podcast. It's a different side of the brain, and it's good for me. But if I'm limited in time, if I only get 2 hours a day or less than that to play with my circuit boards and my electronics, my passion, then like, do I keep doing this? I don't know. Like, am I getting a lot out of it right now? It's like, I don't know. I mean, it's nice to work some of these thoughts out in my head, but I could kind of sort of work them out in my head. Well, actually, I don't know when. I was going to say, well, I'm doing electronics, but I can't. My brain's too busy. So there is an argument for being able to clear your head sometimes, but how much time do you invest in that? And so I don't know. We'll see what this podcast leads. But I did have to rant and rave about anything I felt that was rant and raveable. And now I'm in a different spot. So I guess we'll just play it by ear. Most likely I'll just get mad at stuff soon. But it's definitely weird that my free time is now basically, we'll say an hour and a half a day, give or take. And that's not a lot compared to I had the entire day free, basically. So there it is. There's a Brandon Drury podcast. We didn't really tackle anything big. We're kind of wrestling with this notion of slowing down your fire, the blazing fire within, because you got a job. And is it the money? Is it the lack of free time? What is it? What do? Do you start just buying shit to feel again? You start betting on the Bulls games? Where does one go? Who knows?